Hello and good evening, everyone listening in online through BBS Radio. Today it is Wednesday, February the 26th, 2020. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California. And we have another 1 hour show, questions and answers with the Elohim. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. You just heard somebody else join in. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to. We welcome you. And the next caller, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Hello, Debbie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello, dear.
And more people tuned in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. Hello, is it Todd?
Yeah, this is Todd.
Welcome back, Todd.
Thank you.
Good to hear. Good to have you. Great to listen to the music last night.
I'm glad you like it.
All right. I think somebody else might have a joint. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
My name is Maestro. Hi.
Hello, Maestro. I just welcomed Todd, and here's Maestro. Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here. And I welcome the next caller. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Grandma White Dog in Idaho.
Hello, Grandma White. Welcome.
Hi, hi.
Todd, you have a background noise. I think you're on the speakerphone.
Hi. Hello. Aloha.
Welcome, Grandma.
Aloha.
Yeah. It's Antonio in California.
Antonio. Buenas noches, señor.
Buenos nachos. Hi.
All right. Cheese and nachos.
Hi, White Dove.
Hi, Sparky's here, too.
Welcome,
hi, Sparky.
Meow.
It sounded like somebody was playing the recorder.
Be good now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
awesome.
It sounded like they had gum in it.
And if you just joined in on BBS Radio Online, we welcome you. Tonight, 1 hour show, questions and answers with the Elohim. And you can submit a question per email to win. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And then we'll check the questions that have been submitted during the call, during the show, and try to submit all those to our sources. Hey, Todd, there is the background noise coming from your phone line, I see.
It's coming from Mike's phone that's just bouncing off because he has it on this. We're in the same spot.
All right. Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're good now.
All right, good. Thank you. And after this 1 hour show, we go over to the Whole Planet Healing daily conference call. So it is not on BBS radio only, but you can participate by calling in to the conference call. And the phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. You can also find this information, this phone number, at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heisen, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening to you, Shirley, and welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley. Yeah, Maestro, it was great to listen to your, your experience with Vin and Terry and Daphne, how it has affected you, and that you have integrated it into the music that you are producing. That is really awesome. I mean, It feels very good to win, I know so, and to myself as well. It is great to hear.
Yeah, it's just very real for me too.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
But it's mostly about what they did for me and how they kind of helped me stabilize on the path. Because
mm-hmm.
I was with my meditation group for so long.
Yeah.
So when I did leave my meditation group, I was kind of looking for something to help stabilize me. And it was the energy of the Elohim, through Wynn and Terry and Daphne. They're kind of like, oh, wow, I can do this on my own. I don't need a big organization to keep me afloat.
Mm-hmm.
I can just do it from home, from wherever I was.
That's
so
awesome.
That's kind of gave me independence.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of touched that he was touched by it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
It was a beautiful song too.
Thank you for your service too. You've been shining the light for the whole group too, being the coordinator for all this.
It is my pleasure, Maestro.
Yeah. At first,
yeah,
I used to think you were Indian, but it did not.
What's that?
I thought your accent was East Indian,
okay,
but it's not.
No. I'm from Holland, the Netherlands.
Yeah, Holland.
Yes.
Right.
So I feel blessed to have run into this. It was in 2009, and I feel blessed to be doing this, what I'm doing, with, in relation to what Wynn and Terry are doing. And
it's
a blessing to me.
And that's much, much appreciated.
Yeah.
All the work that you guys have been doing.
All right. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, we welcome you. You wait for Wynn and Terry to present themselves here briefly. And, of course, you can submit a question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn will go through those questions during the show over here.
How's the weather in your part of California?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
And the next one that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
I'm Mary Eileen in snowy Cincinnati.
Snowy Cincinnati. Welcome, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Antonio.
Is Eileen with one L or two L?
One L.
All right. Snow in Cincinnati.
Yeah, we like it. Or I like it.
Yeah.
And the weather here.
Two more people joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Hello.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello,
Dharmananda.
Hi.
And the next two people, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, Dawn, I recognize your voice. Welcome, Dawn.
Dawn in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dawn.
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Juliet from Okemos, Michigan.
Hello, Juliet. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Juliet.
Hello.
Antonio.
Hey, Don. It's been hot here.
Yeah, it's been hot over here.
You can send some of that my way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Wanda, Canada.
Hello, Wanda. Good evening.
Welcome. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
My
to control your enthusiasm, Wanda.
Yeah, that's for sure. not feeling my well today.
My tomatoes from last summer, I haven't pulled them out, and they're blooming again.
Wow.
Wow.
Must have some bees.
So I'm a great, 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 great grandfather.
From tomatoes.
Yes.
I think tomatoes even bloomed more than once. I thought they died at the end of the season.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
They usually do that, but I covered them.
Yeah, they'll keep growing.
I covered them. Yeah.
Perennial.
They don't get tired out and kind of...
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, if they didn't get killed off in the winter, I guess mm-hmm. they can keep growing. Interesting. There's a guy in Coast to Coast last night. I didn't catch a lot of his saying, but he's talking about that Terra preta, I think he calls it soil. Apparently, he's found it in more places around the world than I thought. He's calling it engineered soil. It's soil. I knew about it. It's down in the Amazon area. This soil, they mixed things into it, like charcoal and old pieces of pottery and stuff, and it helps the soil retain minerals and apparently does all sorts of other things. It's pretty interesting.
Another caller joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
But.
Oh. Please. If you want me, we welcome you.
No one's saying hello to me. What's going on?
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Announce yourself.
Hi,
welcome
hello.
To the Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
I said Wynn and Sedona, but nobody.
We didn't hear you.
No, we
heard
didn't
nothing.
Hear you.
You're a void.
I'm on mute.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if anybody wants to see a great video about calling the light and having the Holy Spirit come into your body, there's a really good video on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T, John. The most recent video, it's really great. It's really powerful.
I welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Welcome.
Hi, thank
Janine.
You.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Vin, Terry is not here, by the way.
She'll be here.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I hope. Unless you forget.
She's had many questions but no answers.
So I kind of got my question. It was the thing we were talking about last week about my vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was because you phrased it much better than I did.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Yeah, I didn't get my question into you there.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Nick in Perth, Western Australia. Hello,
Nick
everybody.
In Australia. Welcome. Good morning to you.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Nick.
Yes.
Nick, did you get my text on sending me your phone number?
My WhatsApp. I got something for some I'm not part of. I didn't get a text, though. So I think I got email and invitation.
Did you accept the invitation?
I don't. I've got to download. I've got like Messenger, WhatsApp, It's another different one than the one I've got, so I'll catch it down with that
one. I thought it was WhatsApp. Was it WhatsApp?
Hold on, I've got the email. I'll just go into it.
Okay, listen.
WeChat is the one you sent me.
That was my mistake. I am sorry. That's for talking to people in China, believe it or not.
WeChat.
Yeah, but you send me an invitation on WhatsApp, okay?
Okay, yeah. What's your name on WhatsApp?
Winfrey@Yahoo.
Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look it up today.
Or else, send me an email. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I can do that too. Winfrey@Yahoo. I'll write that now.
Because I haven't abandoned you. But it was my mistake, though. Okay. Would you like to say your name and your city?
We welcome you.
Yes, we do.
By the way, Wynn, we do have also Maestro and Todd on the line tonight.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Maestro.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Aloha.
You know what? I kept thinking I got to send you this phone number, but you found it, huh?
Yes, I had to go look around for, like, where's the Wednesday ones? I got the Monday ones, but where's the Wednesday ones?
Uh-huh. Good work. Hey, do you want to ask
Thank
a
you.
Question tonight?
My mind's a blank right now, but if something pops up, I want to ask you 1,000 questions. But I think that's the right time when I see you in person, because I got some real deep questions to ask you.
Why don't you ask a question? How do we make Send Light Love into a major hit?
Okay, I can ask something like that.
But okay. I got to write it down, because once we start, you don't ask, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Unless you can email it.
Well, we make. Hi, Todd.
Hi, how are you?
You don't have a face on that, do you?
A face on it?
A bass guitar.
There's a bass guitar in there, but we
it's actually a synth bass.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's actually a synth bass. I'm plucking the bass with my fingers on the keyboard.
On the keyboard. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, do you play bass?
No. Maybe a little bit. and are those real drums on it?
No.
No, it's all programmed drums, but we did cut loose in. Actually, Todd plays really real drums. But we didn't have the mic, the money to buy a lot of different mics so we can mic this.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is just on this first project, we just did everything with our digital audio workstation. We just had to go in and just really carefully put everything and try to make it as live as possible. But next album, we're going to do that. Not the next EP, but the next album. We're probably going to do, it's going to be more acoustic.
Okay, and everything was overdubbed, right? Basically.
Yeah, I kind of like had to overdub everything with my keyboard and all the sounds that we got Logic from Apple, and Apple's Logic. We're using all their instruments and everything inside of it. We had to kind of go through it, pick carefully what sounds we wanted to use, and we had to talk this and. All through EQ and compression and everything to make it sound as good as it could.
Okay. And Todd, do you have a question?
I might just like to. how can we get this out to as many people as, you know, as possible here?
Well, that's already the question. That's the question. That's my question.
Okay. We're thinking along the same lines.
Do you perform live sometimes?
I used to, you know, like Maestro was saying that I was, you know, was drumming and I would gig drumming. But as far as doing the vocal and stuff like that, I'm starting to do that. You know, I got out where I played the band that I was playing with. You know, I, you know, jumped on stage with them for a few songs and, you know, to introduce some songs and stuff. So it's you know, the mission is starting. Well, I actually started a bit ago, but now it's going, you know, so.
I saw you guys have it up on YouTube, right?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, Maestro did all the video work.
that was a good video.
But the rest.
Thank you, Ed. Took a while to get all that stuff done.
Maestro,
I imagine. Yeah,
Maestro.
And Mike, yes, wait a second. Hi, can I say one more thing, and then I'll let you ask. I saw your photography page, too.
Oh, really? On Pexels?
Yeah, and beautiful pictures. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to upload a lot more because I started to use a lot of pictures and videos from them because it's copyright-free. Anybody who's into making videos and stuff and photos, you can get them copyright-free on Pexels, P-E-X-E-L. And whoever uploads it, it's like a community that started and that you can just download it free and use it. As long as you don't put the people that's in the video or a photo in a bad context, you can use it for free. And since I've kind of used theirs and I've uploaded mine, they've been downloading my stuff too. So that's a great trade-off, you know.
Excel.com.
I saw that you gave permission for people to do that, right?
Yeah, as much as possible, you know. It's just to inspire people and, like, go ahead and use it.
Hives wanted to ask you something. Go ahead, Hives.
Yes.
Yes. How can we find you on YouTube? How do we search for you?
Just put in Taj Mahal, and you'll see his Taj Mahal webpage will come up.
Okay.
As far as for me personally and Maestro, I used to be pre-YouTube days. That's when I did music and I was singing live and I was signed to Warner Brothers Reprise label. But ever since then, I think the 1996 was the last thing that I released. And somebody had put up like four songs from my solo album. You can put up, I wrote a song called Joran's Lullaby. You can like put up Joran's Lullaby. It's J-O-R-I-N apostrophe S Lullaby. Oh, you can, and it'll pop up. And if you go to the guy who put up the videos, you'll see like three other songs that came with them. That was my 1996 release. It was called Maestro, The Music in Me, which is like you can only find them like on eBay or so, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's Todd, your first name and last name. So T-O-D-D, and how do you spell your last name?
It's under Mahal, M-A-H-A-L.
M-A-H-A-L.
Like the Taj Mahal.
Okay.
The Taj Mahal.
Now, my website, tajmahal.com, will, you know, it'll have the YouTube, you know, link on there, and, you know, Facebook and stuff like that, too. So that's another way to go, you know, to find it.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. I thank everyone for being here. Also, those people listening in through BBS Radio, thank you so much for participating.
Hi, Raiden.
Robin.
Hi, Raiden. My show?
Yes, sir.
When you were with Warner Brothers in a boys' band, did anyone, you don't have to answer this. I'm going to ask it, though. Okay. Did you connect with any of the negative stuff? Anyone try to seduce you into the negative stuff?
You know what? That was the impetus that pushed me onto my spiritual path. The farther and more successful I got with Warner Brothers, the emptier I felt and hollow inside. And my heart was saying, no, we have another plan for you.
And that's when I had to tell my group, you know, I'm sorry. I have to follow my heart. And my heart is saying, go this way. And as soon as I left the group in 93, boom, I got initiated under a guru, and I started on a spiritual path. I became a lacto-vegetarian, started meditating 3 to 6 hours a day, and I was like, all in.
Wow. Who is the guru?
Her name is Supreme Master Chinh Hai. She's actually born and raised in Vietnam, and then she left and she went on her her journey, and it took her into the Himalayas, where she met several masters, and she found one who was like a completely enlightened one, and like he left the body as soon as he initiated her. He was like gone. He was like 500 years old or something like that. I don't know about the myth of it, but. Well, my group is, for her, she was the one for me. Because I was searching for, like, since 1988 till 1993, I kept asking Jesus, send me the one, the one that knows the whole thing. Not the small this religion or that religion. I want the whole pie. So that's what I was asking for. And she was the one that came, and she was the one that initiated me, and then all my answers came after that.
Well.
Yeah, if I have one day, I'd talk. I'll share the whole story with you. It's a wonderful story, but it's too long, much too long.
Oh well, don't get started talking about stories because
I'm on the night.
I have a few stories too, and I try not to tell.
I know.
So 6:21. I don't know if we have many questions tonight.
Say that again.
It is 6:21. I wonder how many questions we have tonight.
We do not have. Let me see here. Here we go. People are all putting their questions. Kind of late, but
I sent one today.
Who is that, Bonnie?
Yes.
I got yours. You just sent it,
good.
Right?
Thank you. No, I sent it this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember? Do you remember what I was going to ask about
no.
last week?
How can I remember those things?
About something about my vulnerability.
Well, I would say, how do I cope with my vulnerability? How about that? Okay.
What is my vulnerability?
No, you don't know what vulnerability is?
No, I meant what is my vulnerability?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
It's your sensitivity. You're very sensitive.
Yeah.
But you don't have... your discernment is growing, but you don't have discernment. So you can let... Even I do this. You can let negative things into your life that are going to... do you damage, except they will teach you discernment. You say, how do I let that into my life? Okay?
Like try to take my energy?
Well, you know, negative stuff is every which way, not just one way, okay?
Okay.
They could take your energy. They could kidnap you. Okay. They could steal from you. They can trick you. All those things. From not so bad to really bad. Okay.
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 So, yeah, that'll be a good question.
Say that again?
I said, that'll be a good question.
It would?
Yeah.
How can I master my vulnerability so I am not afraid to go out into the world? How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let me give a warning to Maestro. Would you like to say your name?
Excuse me?
We had somebody else join in. We welcome you if you want to. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Did someone just come on?
Yes, but they stay in the background. But you wanted to tell Maestro something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Hang on a second. What I wanted to say was, but I got to... Hang on a second. Hang on. Well, you guys turned in your questions last minute. Okay.
I just want to thank everyone for being here, especially you, Vin, for organizing this, and particularly for Terry Brown being our conduit connecting to the other guys. It's something very amazing. I'm so feel so blessed for all of us that you're here, Terry.
All right.
I today and I received the St. Catherine of Siena's dialogue in the mail.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, St. Catherine was not channeling the Elohim. Did you know that?
No. Do you know who she was channeling?
I think in one call, they said it was the Magdalena group, maybe?
Right. Yes. That's what
and,
you think you played this one.
And they said it was part of the Ra group, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, okay? So, it's you know, the tone of the channelings is quite a bit different. And if you take my premise that it was the Ra group who had a great deal of responsibility for the Christian epic, then it would not be surprising that she was channeling a part of the Ra group who's trying to clean up the act of the Christian, of the church. Right?
Can I say something? What St. Catherine said?
Yeah.
He said, "If you have received my love sincerely without self-interest, you will drink your neighbor's love sincerely. It is just like a vessel that you fill at the fountain. If you take it out of the fountain to drink, the vessel is soon empty. But if you hold your vessel in the fountain while you drink, it will not get empty. Indeed, it will always be full." We had somebody else join in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry calling back.
Welcome back, Laura. Terry.
Thank you.
Hey, Terry, you just missed a good quote, Terry.
No, I heard it.
All right.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you recognize it?
No.
It was
where did it come from?
From St. Catherine.
What?
St. Catherine of Siena.
Oh. I like it.
I don't think she ever read St. Catherine.
No,
you know,
I didn't.
It
I don't like
year,
to read it.
It took years to get her to read what she was bringing through in our group, you know.
I know. I didn't like to read it.
But in any case, let's get started.
All right. I got the dings. Are
you
ready to
get going? The recording
has
started. Muted.
All right. This is February 26, 2020. Lynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona, and everybody everywhere. And this is our Wednesday night call where you guys have submitted questions. And let me see. We didn't get that many questions today. But we got enough.
What about John's question said he didn't get answered the other day? Did he resubmit them?
Let me see here. Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, and I got it.
Okay, good.
Hi, John. Don't say hello back. I won't hear you. Now, I'll tell you guys. The reason we're not getting a bunch, we keep getting the same people asking questions over and over again is because I've grown comfortable with our small intimate group. And I know if I make some YouTubes or if I go on George Nori, we're going to go crazy. Again, I should say. So it's coming. I kind of got off the track when Terry was sick and in the hospital. But in any case, I'm getting back on the track. I wanted to say a couple of things about the coronavirus. It is spreading, okay? And it may get into this country. And I'm watching it. You know, Korea just had not so many people. And suddenly it's got 300 people that have got the coronavirus, I believe. Now, when you start browsing on YouTube or on the net, a number of people are saying that the reports of how many people have got it and how many people died are grossly under-exaggerated, okay? The Chinese government supposedly did the same thing with the SARS virus. So keep your finger on it. When I asked our sources on this, they said, that the best thing to do right now is to start building your immune system, taking vitamin C, taking astragalus. I'm going to send an email out, so don't worry about writing it down.
Curcumin.
Curcumin. And
antioxidant.
What's an antioxidant?
It's certain vitamins, they call them A, E, D is good, spirulina is good.
Oh, yeah, keep your system alkaline.
Yes.
Spirulina, anything green is alkaline. either green vegetables, spinach, spirulina, kale. And if you're on a budget and you want to do it fast, use baking powder. Like, look it up, baking powder, alkaline. You just put like
baking soda, not butter, baking soda.
It's baking soda. Thank you. Good. I'm glad you're correcting me. Don, what would I do without you? baking soda, like a half a teaspoon in a glass of water a couple times a day, and get some litmus paper, which you can get at any drugstore, and you can keep track of your alkalinity, okay? And, but it's good to start now and start building it now. So if it should hit that you're built, okay? I was looking at a video today of the city of Wuhan in China, which is where this started. And essentially, Wuhan is on lockdown, 11 million people, and they're all in their apartments, and the streets are empty, the buses are not running, the airports are closed. It's like a ghost town. And apparently people can go shopping. And they go shopping and they buy a whole bunch of food. They're all wearing face masks. And then they go back to their apartment. And they're not messing around. That's a lot of people. 11 million people on lockdown. And Terry, you saw the same video, right? I sent it to you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and the hospitals were jammed with people everywhere.
They were making up, you know, what would you call it? Makeshift hospitals everywhere. But it's very hard to have a makeshift hospital because it's so contagious. I don't know how they're working it to avoid the contagious aspect of this if all the people are in beds in a room, you know? So, in any case. And there's also some discussion whether this is a natural virus or an artificial virus. And if it's an artificial virus, it could be being intentionally spread, and we would never know that, okay? Except, for example, suddenly it showed up in Italy, and they had no record of anybody being infected there, or any Chinese people being infected. So keep your eyes open. In the channeling I did, they definitely did not take it lightly, okay? And so that's all. We're going to start now. I am recording, right? Terry, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm not ready at all.
Okay.
But I showed up.
All right. Jeez. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with each and every one of you. And we wanted to say to Maestro Reed and Todd, we love their song. They had some question, or Wynn had some question, about how to make it more popular. The number of times that it's played and gives a chance more people to hear it. So to have people on the call to request it of places that play Amazon Music or iTunes Music would be one way. Because the more people that hear it, the more that people get a chance to fall in love with it. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to anyone as we answer questions, just regard them as it is not meant for you. And we assist wherever we can. And sometimes we are able to assist more because people are more open to assisting. And people's belief systems have something to do with it, too, because if people have a belief system that there is a fixed probability of what will happen and that's the way it is, then that affects the outcome greatly. Do you have questions?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We'll start with Antonio's question. How can I master my vulnerability so I am not afraid to go out into the world?
Thank you. You do have a natural response, which in your panic attack is something that when you can feel that starting, you can begin to use that as a sign that you can then we search for the words, put up a protection in a way. A panic attack is a protection. And so when you realize that it's happening, you and you're in a situation where you could regroup, go to your room, listen to some good music, like Sound of Light or something that you like, then some place you could go and be alone and watch the trees and the grass and watch the birds, and just to protect your vulnerability at that point.
You know, I was thinking, when you said go in his room and listen to some music, there's a couple songs that crossed my mind that actually I've used both of these. And by the time it's over, I'm feeling like I can take on anything, okay? And one of them is called The Eye of the Tiger. I don't know if you ever heard that. Look it up. You can't look things up on the internet. It's just like going out and being so focused and making everything like, how can I say it, responsive to you, to your strength. Okay, you're putting your strength out. And it was actually the theme song for one of the Rocky movies with Sylvester Stallone, when Rocky had to defeat a foe that looked like it was undefeatable. And the song would play as Rocky would be doing his training and getting this toughness in him, which is the eye of the tiger. Okay? In other words, when the tiger sees something, I don't know if that's the right explanation for it. Eye of the tiger. But I'm not going to try to go there. But in any case, it's a great song. And the Queen song that was really good is We Are the Champions of the World. Did you ever hear those, Terry?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. This Both is Terry, yes.
Okay. I shouldn't.
Well, the Eye of the Tiger, the Eye of the Tiger, I don't remember, but the other one, yes. We Are the Champions of the World. They played that on the piped in music for different businesses and things.
Mm-hmm.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Pardon me, Eyes?
Eye of the Tiger is by the band Survivor.
Right, Survivor. Right. You remember the song, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, next question. Thank you, Antonio. Now, hang on. Next question is from Dharmananda. And he asks, are we really living in a simulation, and is St. Michael the administrator? And let me say something. It's like a simulation is like the movie Matrix, okay?
Well, a simulation or a stimulation?
Simulation.
Or like the movie?
Simulation. Simulation, right.
All right. Well, you are living in a story. You get into a story, a drama. You step into it, and then you become a part of the story.
Mm-hmm. Anything about St. Michael being the administrator? I don't think that's true, but
he would like to be the administrator, but we do not feel that he is. He may be where it is a part of his story.
Yeah. You know, yeah, the thing is, you're living in a simulation, but you're projecting your reality into the simulation as well, okay? And if you get strong enough, then your reality is what prevails in your life, and the simulation is just, if that's the best word, it may not be, but the consensus reality is you are senior to the projection into the consensus reality, but then you're not interested anymore in the consensus reality other than to project into it to lift people, to change consciousness, okay? To help people break through it.
Well, there's all versions of what people desire.
Project into it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is from Mary Eileen
Hello, Mary Eileen.
And she asks about Ash Wednesday, which is a Christian holiday. And let me see what it is. Hang on. Now, you know, if I may make a comment here. One of the reasons religious holidays, Christian holidays, it's coming up. It's today. No, wait. February 26th. This is Ash Wednesday. When there is a holiday and people who are Christians are worshiping on that holiday, then the Christians that have tapped into the Christ consciousness are becoming more front and center, and they're impacting the collective energy, so that when you, whether you're a traditional Christian or not, are putting out prayers and intentions on a day that Christians are praying, the energy of the collective is more receptive. This is my take on it, okay?
There's more synergy.
Yeah. Because the Christ consciousness is real. But holidays are something the churches make up. But when people...
But then that becomes real.
But that becomes real because you have a group of people all connecting to the Christ energy on the same day, at the same time. Okay? But go ahead, sources.
So what is the question?
Oh, the question is, do you have any comments about Ash Wednesday? Is there any way we can use this momentum to the best advantage of whole planet healing? Mary Eileen.
Thank you. It is a made up of the different projections of the people who are practicing worshiping on that this holiday, and so this energy, much like Christmas, Thanksgiving, different holidays where everyone or very many people are projecting love and kindness and giving. This energy pervades the consciousness of the consciousness of the general people, in the people in general, and as they are being a part of that energy, then it pervades into people who also are not worshiping, and it changes the tone of those people also. Now, it doesn't apply across the board, as not everyone is moving to the tune of the same drummer. But this, as we tune in to the energy of Ash Wednesday, we see that it does give a different flavor, different than Christmas, different than Thanksgiving, to the general tone of the public in general. So it does help uplift, much the same as when certain groups. Well, we're praying they notice that the crime in cities nearby got less. So it does have that kind of effect.
Thank you. You know what? Officially, we should be stopping now. But I want to ask John Sibelonsky's question. He asked it last week, and he's been waiting for the answer. And it's 7:56. If we go off BBS, I'm just going to stay on till 2 or 3 minutes after 8 and then go over to Whole Planet Healing. If you're on this call and you want to go to Whole Planet Healing at 7 p.m. Pacific, it's 712-770-4340, and the PID is 250513#. So here's John's question. Since approximately September of 2019, I have been experiencing a kaleidoscope of hot and cold temperatures, which occur around me for no apparent reason. On other separate occasions, I also had the experience of erratically switching between dimensions and or densities, which seem to happen unexpectedly. Can you please explain what is happening to me in each of these scenarios? And are these two phenomena related?
Give us a moment. We do see that they are related, and we see deeper that you in your past lives have had experiences with different temperatures affecting your body, and we see that you check this out and see if this is true for you, or you can build upon this, that in a past life you have had circumstances where it was very cold, and that you're, as you tune into that, your body does experience coldness. As you notice that what you call different density may have some carryover from a past life, and just see what you can determine from observation when this is happening, and see if you can learn to control it, to pay attention to the now and the surroundings, touch something in the room, touch some furniture, touch something, and then feel that what you are touching, and see if that can bring you back to the warmth of the room.
Thank you. And in his question, he did have, I think you answered it, so I'm not going to ask the last thing that was a question here, because you've answered it already. And on that note, we didn't ask Jerry's question about dinosaurs, and we... Bonnie was asking another question about her sister. And Bonnie, if it really feels urgent, ask me again, and I'll see if I can get an answer before next Wednesday, okay? And on that note, if BBS is gone, and we say...
Unmuted.
Oh, and Raiden had a question, too. And we didn't get to Raiden's question, but he submitted it really late. So I left that for last. Okay, so we'll see you all.
Happy trails.
Happy trails. Okay.